Another boy crept up close and then reached out and tickled Dan's nose with a long blade of grass. Dan's nose twitched. He sniffled and sneezed and finally opened his eyes. "I don't have business with you, you little pests," he said, feeling grumpy. "Why are you bothering me in this peaceful place? Can't you see I am taking a nap?" The boys hooted and giggled and refused to leave Dan alone. "Shoo!" Dan waved his hand as if he could brush them away. The boys danced around poor Dan like flies buzzing around a barn. Chapter 2. Dan Tells the News. "I need to get rid of these mischievous boys," thought Dan. "I won't get a minute of rest unless I find a way to make them leave." Just then, his gaze fell on the Duke's grand old estate sitting high up on the hill. Seeing the Duke's towers and terraces gave Dan an idea. "These boys are making mischief, but I can quite easily make a little mischief myself," he thought. Dan shook his finger at the boys and said, "You children had better hurry along. Surely you don't want to miss out on any of the goodies."